With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump was in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, arguing he's immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Trump says he believes his case for immunity will prevail.
I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity. Very simple. And if you don't, as an example, if this case were lost on immunity, and I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, I'm working for the country.
But Assistant Special Counsel James Pierce says a case in which a former president is alleged to have sought to overturn an election, quote, is not the place to recognize some novel form of immunity.
Never in our nation's history until this case has a president claimed that immunity from criminal prosecution extends beyond his time in office. The president has a unique constitutional role, but he is not above the law.
During lengthy arguments, the judges repeatedly pressed Mr. Trump's lawyer to defend claims that his client was shielded from criminal charges. The United States is having tough talks with Israel about the future of post-war Gaza.
Secretary of State Blinken met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and members of his war cabinet in Tel Aviv, urging them to avoid civilian harm in the war in Gaza. At the moment, the U.S. and Israel remain deeply divided over how Gaza will be run, when and if the leaders of Hamas are defeated. Netanyahu has vowed not to allow a Palestinian state alongside Israel.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A sprawling storm has hit the south with high winds and tornado warnings that blew roofs off homes, flipped over campers, and tossed furniture about in Florida. Another storm brought cities across the Midwest to a standstill with more than half a foot of snow. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points. This is SRN News. President Biden's number one priority is abortion.
Don't take it from me. Biden's deputy campaign manager, Clinton Folks, told NBC TV's Meet the Press program that if Mr. Biden is reelected, his first goal will be to, quote, restore Roe versus Wade. This despite a crisis of illegal immigration, a perilous economy, and a grab bag of international threats. President Biden is apparently hoping for national abortion legislation if he regains the White House, though it's unlikely he would have the votes in Congress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yale professor filed a federal gender discrimination lawsuit against a prominent New York City church after it didn't hire her for its senior pastor job. The suit brought by Ebony Turman accuses the famous Abyssinian Baptist Church of treating her unfairly because she's a woman. The church and its search committee dispute the allegations and call the search process fair and rigorous. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street finished mixed, giving back some of the big gains from the day before. The S&P 500 was down 0.2%, coming off its best day in nearly 2 months. NVIDIA was rallying toward another record. It's one of Wall Street's most influential stocks because of its massive size and helped to limit the S&P 500's losses. Treasury yields held relatively steady while oil prices recovered some of the sharp losses from the day before. The Dow was down 157 points to finish at 37,525. The Nasdaq gained 14 to 14,857. The S&P 500 dropped 7 to 47.56. New York oil rose $1.47 to $72.24 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.